Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. How about this Ford Edge? And what makes it a sport Ford Edge?
Well, I personally think they got a lot of nerve calling it a sport, but one of the things that makes it a sport compared with the regular ones is its engine. Most of the Edges come with a 3.5-liter V6. This one comes with a 3.7, which I believe is taken out of the Mustang.
Wow. Okay.
So it ups the oomph ante from 285 up to 305, and the torque foot-pounds from 253 up to 280.
Right.
And that's not bad, you know. I mean, I haven't driven the other Edge. I will in a couple of weeks, so I'll be able to better compare it then. But the 305 horsepower is more than adequate. It moves this thing along very nicely. But you know what? It's a mid-size SUV / crossover, whichever you want to call it.
Right.
But it feels big. It feels really quite large, and it drives that way too. And I have to admit, the seats are really hard in this thing. It was like sitting in a buckboard. Other than that, it's a nice vehicle.
And how about
buckboard?
And as far as it, so, it's got more horsepower.
That's what my normal car is. You know?
So more horsepower, but is the handling better than the regular Edge then?
Well, I haven't driven the regular Edge, so I can't really say. I suspect not. And I mean, it doesn't handle badly. It's actually a pretty nice vehicle. Again, my big problem with it was the hard seats and the fact that it feels really big. It almost feels like an Explorer, which, of course, is the larger model.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, it's well turned out. It's, other than the seats, it's comfortable. It's nice to drive. It had all the technology you could want. It had that MyFord Touch thing, which is a combination of a bunch of steering wheel mounted controls and LCD gauges on the dashboard that are supposed to let you keep your hands on the steering wheel more. And, you know, I'm starting to wonder whether or not they should have done that. The other car we're going to talk about is the Ford Fusion, the Ford Fusion Hybrid, and It has the old Ford Sync system, and I like it better.
Okay, yeah, we will get to that one in just a bit. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. What's the price tag on that Ford Edge Sport, Jim?
Well, Ford says that it starts at $39,734, which is not cheap, but, it's competitive. I would say it's competitive with the other vehicles in this niche, considering what you're getting in it.
Okay. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Go to live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine to read more of Jim's work. It's the Live 88.5 Startup.
Today warmer and sunnier for tomorrow.
Okay, and Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, on with the Live 88.5 Startup this morning. His auto reviews, and tell us, Jim, tell us about this Ford Fusion Hybrid you had.
You know, I've probably talked ad nauseum about how I'm not a real hybrid fan. I think They take a lot of the enjoyment out of driving. But, you know, this Ford Fusion Hybrid is probably the most fun, I would say, other than perhaps the Lexus GS, which, of course, is a whole different ball of wax. We're talking a car that's probably 30 grand more. But this Fusion, it's really nice. It drives very nicely. It has reasonable horsepower. Now, it's a 2.5-liter 4 before they strap on all the hybrid, the electric stuff.
Right.
So it's rated at 156 horses as compared to, for instance, the V6, which is 263, or the regular four-cylinder, which is 175. So it's not going to, it's not going to peel the flesh off your face. But that said, it has great torque and it moves along very nicely. Hmm. But what I really like about it is that it's really nice to drive. It's comfortable. As I mentioned, it has that Ford Sync system, which is basically voice recognition and a touch screen.
Right.
And I think it works better than that MyFord Touch that they're pushing now. It works great for, the audio system, the HVAC, all the usual stuff that you want. But and also with the nice thing about this Fusion, if you do want to save gas, I've had this thing since I guess about 4 days now, and I've been averaging 6.2 liters per 100 kilometers.
Right.
Wow.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And that is not going with the program. That's driving the thing like it's a Mustang.
Yeah.
So I imagine, if I actually drove it like it's supposed to be driven as a hybrid, I'd be doing even better.
Wow.
So I'm not going to.
So is this an indication that things are improving when it comes to hybrids, or could we lump them all together that way?
God, no. Okay. No, it's what I would put this next to a Honda Insight. There's going to be no comparison at all. I mean, the Insight is all right, but it's not going to be nearly as much fun to drive as this. Now, granted, I haven't driven the two back to back, but to me, the Fusion is one of the few hybrids that I have driven that drives like a real car, that you're not really paying a penalty in the actual driving experience in order to save Gaia.
But are you paying a penalty in the price of the car?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the base Fusion SE starts at around $21,000. You know, we're talking Camry class here, Accord class, Sonata class. Yeah. The hybrid, however, starts at just over 31, about 31 and a half.
Ooh.
So you're paying a premium there. But on the other hand, it has lots of options in it. And if you want the Sport Fusion, it starts at over 32 grand.
Hmm.
And that's the one with the V6.
Right.
So, you know, you are paying a premium to get into the hybrid, but not as much as you would if you want the one that's really going to suck back the gas and cause the oceans to overflow their boundaries right now.
Very good. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. You can read more on Jim's work at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Thanks as always, Jim.
My pleasure.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound on the 417 this